This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is running for governor, officially launching his campaign this morning. CPR's Ben to Brooklyn.
Bennett has served in the Senate since 2009. Some of his priorities in Congress have been expanding the child tax credit and establishing new public land protections in Colorado. Bennett doesn't have to resign his Senate seat to run for governor because he's in the middle of his term. But should he win the governor's race, many Democrats will likely be vying to be appointed to fill out the rest of that Senate term. He's the second high-profile Democrat to enter the governor's race. At the start of the year, Attorney General Phil Weiser launched his campaign. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Potential federal cuts to Medicaid could not only hit rural health care hard, as CPR health reporter John Daly explains, they could also hit rural economies.
One example is in the San Luis Valley in south central Colorado. Its hospital, San Luis Valley Health, employs 750 people. Almost a third of its budget comes from Medicaid. But deep Medicaid cuts could mean cuts to jobs and the health services tens of thousands of people rely on. Here's Ty Coleman, the mayor of Alamosa.
Not just our rural community, but rural communities across Colorado as well and the United States. I don't think people are getting it.
The hospital alone has an annual economic impact of more than $100 million. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Expect high fire danger tomorrow for a large swath of the state. So watch, Colorado Springs, Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Fort Morgan are all under a red flag warning.